first, I will confirm some of Eichelbeck remarks about the fact that it's good to choose a community that you know. It's make it much more easy and also confident, because I suppose the other countries from the Soviet Union should deal with the same problem. It's the fear. People, when you are asking a friend question, is the problem why you need it, and usually they are scared about that and not want to share any data or something like this. So choosing a community that you know. Yeah, it's really a kind of audit, we really call it like that, with Anya. It's helping really to look a little bit wider to our work and our ecology, and really to find the strong but also the sensitive points in the community, even if in our case it was a pretty small community, it was just 21 respondents. But anyway, I think for starting, it's a good overview of the situation. What can we say else? We implemented only the step 0 and 1, and till now we are really still confused about how to continue with the step 2, but also with the step 3 to conclude somehow, yeah, to close the circle of this process. And we will see, but definitely for us as an NGO, it's showing that there is a lot of questions that are arising through this questionnaire. So first, it's clarifying the notion of agroecology. For example, in Moldova, we are facing with this problem, a huge confusion between certified agriculture and agroecology. And they are somehow both almost new notions. Agroecology is almost unknown. So this is the first clash. So what's the difference between and what's behind? And once we explained that, we explained also a few of the principle of agroecology. For example, in Moldova, resilience, synergies, for example, where pretty complicated to understand for people, and also input and output. In English, it's nice because it's one word, but in Romanian, you need to explain it like a huge sentence to explain what is behind this word. So few notions in each country, you will see it. You need really to explain what that does mean. What else? The questionnaire, for example, sometimes, but we discovered it only after the discussion and the meeting, we're not fully completed, for example, or there's sometimes, like, you know, several answers for the same question. So it's a little bit this problem, what to do with that, those data, and it's not possible or hardly possible to check all questionnaire immediately at that moment. And it took a lot of time and a lot of investition, and maybe a team. Yeah, it should be a real team behind that, it's trained and they know what it's take, exactly as Eichelbeck say, first understand for us what it's step and what we need or what we want through it, and to be several people that are doing this questionnaire. So it will be much more useful. And yeah, maybe the specific of our results was, for example, the recycling in Moldova, because the fossil energy is very cheap. For example, the renewable energy are absolutely not used, or less than 1% in the whole country, because it's a technology that actually it's too expensive in comparison with the cost of the fossil energy. For example, for that question, the answer, of course, and the score is very low. Another very low point, it's about governance, of course. The maximum that those farmers have is the same right that a normal citizen, not more, unfortunately, actually, or if it's just a very, very huge farm, but it's a different question. But what I was surprised also to remark that we have with the other Georgia and Kyrgyzstan and other countries so from Soviet bloc, the food tradition is very strong, for example, and also the diversity, usually because people are used to grow it. Its own food, fruits, orchard, animals, and so on. So somehow the diversity point is very high. So that's the main remark from our side.